My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, DFW. 9 o'clock hour, fist pump time. Bobby, you're not fist pumping. Even Peyton's fist pumping. Sean and RJ here, 105 through the fans. Sean will be back tomorrow.
I'm fist pumping now.
Yeah, you are. Sean will be back tomorrow. But we are going to put a little bow on this Maverick season, at least for now. We will get back into it, I'm sure, throughout the offseason as the Mavericks do fall. In five games to Boston, let's talk to Tim McMahon of ESPN here on 105.3 The Fan. Morning, Timmy. How we doing?
Hey, partners. How you boys doing?
Doing well. Should be getting ready for game six. Yeah. But other than that,
fantastic,
we're doing great.
Other than the season ended. That was disappointing. But, I mean, it was a great run regardless. So.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys totally expected them to be in the finals in, like, mid-February.
Yeah. We did. Yeah,
specifically
absolutely.
Said they would lose in five to the Celtics. Knew all of it. I was that's my expertise right there.
What was your biggest takeaway, you know, now we're, 48 hours after? What was your biggest takeaway from the finals, from the Mavs season?
You know, I mean, honestly, from the finals, the biggest takeaway is just that the Boston Celtics are a significant step ahead of everybody else in the NBA, and it's been that way all season long. You know, they won 64 games. They had one of the best point differentials in NBA history. And so there's a gap between them and the Mavericks, and there's a gap between them and everybody else. And, you know, from a Mavericks perspective, obviously a rough road series for Kyrie Irving in particular. You know, Luka was beat up, but then his biggest flaws did bubble to the surface in game three. That was obviously disappointing. You know, if he's more poised in that game, if he doesn't foul out in that game, you know, do they win that game? You know, does this series end up being tied going back to Boston? Those are questions you'll never know the answers to, but I think those are things that you hope that Luka can learn and grow from going forward. And so, you know, again, those would be the biggest takeaways. And, you know, the other thing is, like Kyrie, but completely different circumstances, Derek Lively II struggled on the road in this series, but you saw during the two home games, you know, the first rookie since Magic Johnson to have consecutive double-doubles in the finals. You know, if you want to get excited about the future, the Luka-Lively tandem, I would say, would be the most exciting thing going forward, because he is the exact kind of big that Luka has been craving. And I think this guy's got a chance to be the best big in the league in terms of that style in the pretty near future.
Tim, you know, when you talk about those struggles that Kyrie had on the road in this series, was that as much just in your, obviously the way that you looked at it, was that as much about the crowd getting to him and the backdrop getting to him actively, or was it something where he was putting just internal pressure on himself to elevate? Like, he wanted to play so well there? Because, I mean, I think those are probably two different things in terms of the type of pressure that he was feeling.
Yeah, and look, you also have to give credit to the Celtics. I mean, they are a phenomenal defensive team that, you know, they can switch And they've got four guys in the starting lineup who are awfully good defensively, including a couple of guards who are as good a defensive guards as you'll find in the league. Having said that, you know, Kyrie obviously scored and scored pretty efficiently in the two home games. And he was, you know, his pre-game five, the day before game five media availability was pretty fascinating. It almost felt like a therapy session when, you know, he maybe was trying to like acknowledge the ghosts or the pressure that he was feeling and talk his way through them. Obviously it wasn't effective, but you know, I do think it was, and talking to people around the team as well, him putting so much pressure on himself because he wanted so badly to succeed on that court, to shut up that crowd and all those kind of things. And, you know, so you talk about a combination of that sort of a pressure. You know, he acknowledged he was hearing, and, you know, as he said, it was fair to say there was a psychological edge the fans had on him. And then you're dealing with Drew Holiday and Derek White, and maybe if they get switched off, it's Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. And so it was a whole combination of things. But again, he was very open and honest about the fact that, you know, the crowd and his circumstances in Boston were a factor.
You know, there was the national discourse had, it felt like, been chirping for a while that, like, hey, Jason Tatum, it's your turn to win a title. Like, this is the time. You've got to step up. You got to win. Like, we're waiting on you. You're the next guy up to win a title. Now that that's done, is that now owned by Luka as the guy that the NBA is waiting to win a title? Would that be Embiid? Where does that pressure stand in terms of league-wide, do you think, on Luka?
I mean, it's Luka because, look, Embiid's not been to a conference finals. Luka's been to a conference finals a couple years ago, been to the finals this year. You know, the one thing I just think is absolutely ridiculous is when people start talking about legacy for a guy who hadn't hit his prime yet. It's like, calm down. He's 25 mm-hmm. years old. Mm-hmm. You know, there are plenty of chapters yet to be written in his career. But, like, look, he'll go into next season as the MVP favorite. You know, he's proven, like, he just was the first guy in NBA history to lead a postseason in points, rebounds, assists, and steals, and he did it on a sprained knee and, you know, beat up in other ways. So
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I do think that he's the guy who's going to have the biggest spotlight on him in terms of when's he going to win a championship? When's he going to win a championship? And, you know, that's noise that he's going to have to learn how to either deal with or try to tune out or whatever it may be. But it's like the more you succeed without getting to the top of the mountain, the louder it gets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dirk dealt with that for a lot of his career.
Yep.
You know, from 06 to 11, what was the noise like there? I mean, he was the soft Euro stereotype until they knocked off the, you know, the super team Miami Heat. And then suddenly Dirk was an all-time legend that had no flaws on his resume. So, you know, Luka at some point, I think everybody believes he's going to win a championship. He'll probably win an MVP before a title. But you know, when you are that level of superstar, there's going to be a lot of, you can call it nitpicking, you can call it what, you know, what it, I think a lot of the criticism, frankly, is fair, but the reason he's getting that level of criticism is because he is such an extraordinary talent that with that type of talent come expectations and scrutiny.
Tim McMahon, join us here on 105.3 The Fan. Where do they go from here? They don't have a ton of cash to spend. Teams make trades to find ways to get other superstars in. Best guess, is the next year's team look similar to this? Is there another superstar they try to bring in?
Yeah, I just think the superstar thing is going to be tough. You know, they've got their star duo now, and you know, we'll see how long the runway is with Kyrie. You know, he'll tell you the way he's taking care of his body, he feels like he's just starting his prime. His birth certificate would tell you otherwise. But, you know, Steph Curry's on the other side of 35, still playing at an elite level. He points to his old pal, LeBron James, who at 39 is still an All-NBA player. But, you know, Nico Harrison, he told me early in the playoffs, and this is kind of his stock line now, is they put this roster together for three playoff runs. This was the first of three. And, you know, if you look at the contracts, that's kind of the way it's lined up. But, you know, having said that, he's also the first to say if there's an opportunity to upgrade, he will. Re-signing Derrick Jones is going to be a priority. We'll see if they have to, you know, maneuver to be able to give him the full mid-level or at least a chunk of the full mid-level. They'd have to shed some salary to get to that point. And then if you look at what are the possibilities in the trade market, you start with Tim Hardaway Jr. is now an expiring contract. And if we're being real, they've been trying to trade him since the ink was dry on that deal. At this point, though, it's an expiring contract. There is some potential value there. Starting on draft night, they will have a couple of first-round picks that they can trade. You know, Nico's obviously shown no hesitation to be aggressive in the trade market. But I think, you know, you got to make sure you're making the right aggressive moves because they're already out. They're 27 through 30 draft capital, but he's not just going to be sitting on his hands this summer. I can promise you that. You know, they have a potential championship window, and they have a GM who's proven he's going to be aggressive to try to maximize what should be an every year championship window, given the level of talent they have as the face of their franchise.
Do the new owners have a willingness to go to the second apron?
You know, I think the second apron is much a. First of all, I don't want to speak for Patrick Dumont in terms of what he's willing to spend because I would just be speculating on that. It's not something that I've asked him personally. But I do think also the second apron is as much of a team building question as it is a financial question in a lot of ways. In other words, all the restrictions that come along with it as far as the CBA, I think those are the questions. Now, you know, one of the underrated things that the Mavericks did this year with all their wheeling and dealing is they got out of the luxury tax altogether. So in terms of like repeater stuff, that clock hasn't started ticking yet. And the other thing, I don't know if the second apron is a question for this year. I think that's a down the road question.
Tim, I heard you after game four on Hoop Collective. You said that Derek Lively puts up those threes at practice every day and that he had told you a couple weeks ago, like, hey, it's coming. I'm working on it. Is that typical, like, player chatter of, hey, I'm going to add this to my arsenal again? Or do you think that is a legitimate thing that the Mavericks look at and say, hey, into the future, we expect him to be a player who can knock down perimeter shots and add that to his arsenal and then potentially be that third type of scorer that maybe the Mavericks felt like they were missing consistently during this run?
Yeah, look, if you go back to when they drafted him, Nico Harrison said, hey, you know, not that we expect this year, but at his clutch pro day, his agency's pro day, he shot the lights out. And it is something that he works on every day, you know, at practice. It's part of his, you know, his pregame shooting routine with Sean Sweeney. By the way, an assistant coach who's done a hell of a job and is going to be up for the Pistons job and would be a significant loss if he gets that. And so there is real optimism with Derek Lively that he can become a three-point threat. But, you know, that's a cherry on the top, right? But basically, if they're able to have the option of going five out with him on the floor so you can play big and still play five out, that would be a cherry on the top. If he never takes another three, I still think this guy is going to be a hell of a player and, you know, a potential max guy on his next deal, just because I think he has that type of value as a rim running, you know, throw it up the shot clock. He can still catch a lob, run the floor, rebound, protect the rim. They think he can be an athletic version of prime Joakim Noah on defense, that type of versatility at 7'1", you know, with that sort of athleticism. You know, I was saying Rudy Gobert with good hands, and they think, well, we think can actually be a little bit more versatile than that defensively. I'm just telling you, I mean, they tanked to get the pick, and it was, you know, paid $750,000 fine. You could add a few zeros to that. This would have been worth. This kid is a stud. I mean, you talk about as far as like athleticism, character. Again, if he can shoot the three, cherry on top of a sundae here. But he is the bridge to the future of long term Luka happiness, because he is the ideal sort of big that you want to pair with Luka. And by the way, you know, you hear, like, you heard Kyrie during the finals refer to Lively as a vocal leader of the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A 20-year-old rookie. And you've got a, you know, 8-time All-Star referring to him as a vocal leader of the team. I mean, this guy, you know, if he ends up being a, you know, a Tyson Chandler, Brooke Lopez, Joakim Noah blend, which I believe is very realistic, that's one hell of a player. And I think they, you know, this kid is going to be, like I said, one of the best bigs in the league. And, you know, obviously the attention this year in the rookie bigs was Victor, Chet. Well, there's another dude on I-35 who's going to be really, really, really good for a long, long time.
Tim, you know, you mentioned the Clutch Pro Day that Derek Lively was part of. Speaking of Clutch Sports and Rich Paul, who had talked to ESPN yesterday, I believe it was, mentioning that, you know, the Mavericks, if Bronny gets to 58, if he were to slide down there by some chance, Nico Harrison would absolutely be interested in taking Bronny James and giving him a guaranteed deal. Should we take that as a real possibility here, that Bronny James could end up as a Maverick?
I mean, I think the chances of him slipping to 58 are pretty slim, maybe none. I mean, let's be honest. Could you imagine the Lakers pass on him at 55? Okay, I mean, come on. That would be an absolute shocker. I'll be honest with you, man. Also, like, the whole – I understand why there's such a spotlight on Bronny James. And, like, for my company, he's great for traffic and ratings and all that kind of stuff. It's uncomfortable to me because this is a guy who, you know, he's not ready to make an impact in the NBA. He's going to have to develop significantly to be an NBA rotation player. And I just don't know that it's really that fair to him that he's going to have that level of spotlight when he's going to probably be grinding most of the year in the G League. You know, I understand why it is, and his dad certainly not just contributed to it, but really drove it. But, man, it's a lot to put on a guy who is going to likely be a late second-round pick.
Hey, Tim, we appreciate it, man. I know you love coming on with us, waking up in the morning, so we appreciate this one.
Hey, 9 o'clock ain't so bad. I'll give you that.
That's right. There we go. That's why we never ask for 8 or 7. Exactly. We always ask with Tim for 9. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. Have a great summer.
I appreciate you, brothers.
Tim McMahon, we're on 105.3.
Always great. He's got me hyped up about Derek Lively, even more than I already was.
Yeah. Yeah, I am pretty hyped up about it.
You start telling me he could be peak Joakim Noah on defense and knock down Brooke Lopez threes potentially. All right, bring it.
Bobby, I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
How high is your butt?
Oh, I'm high cut.
High cut?
I'm high cut.
I'll tell you what I mean. Coming up next year, 105 through the fans. Let's get you over to Blue Chew. Blue Chew.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.